This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 3. Being a neighbor. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." There are 2 stories in this Bible passage: the parable about the man beaten by robbers, and the story about Jesus and the expert in the law. The main question from the legal expert was, "Who is my neighbor?" And the main question from Jesus was, in this story, who was being a neighbor? Without saying it was the Samaritan, the legal expert admitted that the neighbor was the one who showed mercy. The Samaritan showed mercy to the beaten man in at least 3 ways. He opened his heart. When he saw him, he took pity on him. The traveler saw a fellow human in need, and he cared. The injured man's life mattered. He opened his schedule. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. He set aside his own plans to help his neighbor, to the point of getting blood on his hands. He opened his wallet. Bringing the injured man to a safe place, the Samaritan paid for his care and even said he would pay later for additional care that might be needed. Of course, in this story, the priest and the Levite didn't look good. They knew what to do, and they failed to act. We need to admit that there's some part of the priest and Levite in most of us. How often do we see people in need and conveniently look the other way? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, you call us to open our hearts and lives to our neighbors, and especially to those in need. Forgive us when we fail. Help us to love as you love us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.